Hello and welcome to a brand new season of the Creating Happy Writers podcast. It's season 3. Thank you for joining me today for episode 63. Whether you are a first-time listener or you've been listening from the start, you are so welcome in the Happy Writers community. My name is Steph Caswell. I'm a multi-published author and I'm a writing coach, and I'm on a mission to remove the overwhelm, confusion, and frustration from the writing process and give you the confidence and knowledge you need to pursue your writing goals. I'm also dedicated to helping more women write business-boosting books in their niche and be seen as the go-to experts. If you want to learn more about writing or publishing your business or nonfiction book, you can do two things. Firstly, sign up for my weekly newsletter, The Right Stuff, full of writing and publishing advice straight to your inbox. It's at stephcaswell.com/newsletter. Or you can grab a copy of my book, Dare to Write, which walks you step by step from your initial book idea to a published manuscript. It's available right now on Amazon, and both of those things will be in the show notes. Right, before I begin, I'm going to give you a little bit of a 3 promises for season 3. Now, you can't say that I'm not a writer for thinking of 3 promises for season 3, but here we are. And I really wanted to just take a brief minute to tell you what I'm hoping is going to come over the next few months. Okay, here's promise number 1. Each solo episode will be approximately 20 minutes. I'm trying to keep them tightly focused, people. We all know I like to talk, but I'm doing my level best to keep them succinct, concise, helpful, so they will not be longer than 20 minutes. And today is going to be a test to see whether I can actually do it. The second thing is I am going to continue the monthly author interviews. I've got some great ones in the can already for this season, and I cannot wait for you to hear more incredible women talking about their incredible books. And the third promise is I will always, always aim to make you smile. It's called Creating Happy Writers for a reason. And although maybe my sense of humor isn't always your sense of humor, I hope at some point during every single episode, you will smile and go away feeling more confident and happy about your writing journey. So they're my promises. I am also thinking about doing some reviews on the podcast, and I'm going to be picking out a few books across the course of the season to review, to talk about, to see whether I can hopefully get even more people reading even more brilliant books. So there you go, an extra bonus for you there, a bonus promise, if you will. But let's crack on with today's episode, because as you know, time is ticking, and I want to share my thoughts today on when it's a good time to write a book in your business or for your business. So let's crack on with that. This is a question I'm asked all the time. When should I write a book? As well as what should I write? It's when should I write? When's a good time to write a book in your business? It's hopefully going to elevate your profile, make you the go-to expert, and give you that confidence in your messaging. And there are 3 things. Again, season 3, people, I'm really feeling the 3 things vibe today. There have been 3 promises, and now there are 3 things for you to consider if you're thinking about writing a business book. First is, actually, let me tell you all 3 of them, and then we're going to go through them one at a time. Okay, so the first one is experience. The second is the time. And the third is the courage. So those are the 3 main things I believe can help you decide if now is the right time to write a book. And if it's not now, then hopefully you can bear this in mind for when you might start to feel more of these things so that you can then write that book. So the first one I mentioned was the experience you have in your niche. Most clients I work with have probably about 3 to 5 years of experience in their business, if not more. I wouldn't say I ever have worked with anyone who's just starting out. And there are many reasons for that. None more so, I think, than the fact that when you're starting your business, you are so full of all that stuff of how do I market myself? How do I sell my stuff? How do I get a wider audience on social media? How do I get my accounts in order? All that kind of stuff really takes over, and it's not the right time to write a book. I'm going to be very bold, but I think you'll agree when you're starting out, when you're starting anything new, doing a project like a book really is just not the right time. So most people, 3 to 5 years into business, and they are at a place where they have experience of helping people with the transformation they specialize in. So it's time when I guess you've got a wealth of experience with actual clients. And it might be one-to-one, it could be a group, it could be a membership, but you've normally got at that point quite a number of clients under your belt and you've helped them. And that's given you confirmation of what you're doing and confirmation, I guess, that it's working. And this is strategy or a process actually gets results. And that can really help when it comes to writing a book, because then you've got stuff to back it up. You've got case studies, you've got client stories that you can share. And that can just really help your reader feel as though you are a trusted source. You are somebody who knows their shizzle, as I like to say. And if you know your shizzle, you are going to be trusted, you're going to be liked, and people are going to want to work with you, yes, but they're also going to want to read your book. Not only do people who have experience in their niche have client success, but they've also got their own story. They've also got their own business story to tell. And people I work with tend to be writing books for other business owners, other people, sometimes the therapists, they're writing not for business owners, but the large majority of women that I help to write books are writing for other women in whatever way that might be. And their story, as you well know, if you've listened to this podcast enough times, your story is so important. So when you've got experience, you've got more of that story to tell, and you can start to really link it to the work you've been doing with your clients. The second thing to consider, I said, was time. And time is something that we all have the same number of hours in a day. And when you are either starting out, or even when you're established, you need to have the time to think about bigger projects. So that's why I say, when you're starting out, that's not the right time. When you are 3 to 5+ years into business, you still have the same amount of time as those people who are just starting out. You are more likely to have systems and processes in place that can help you have the space you need to write a book. If you don't have a VA or a team or at least some sort of automated process, you're unlikely to have the time to write. Now, it's not only talking about the business aspect, you also need time in terms of family, because with women, we're more often than not involved in family commitments. It might not be family of our own in terms of children, although a lot of people that I work with do have children. It's also maybe older parents, or you might have other siblings that you need to care for or look after. So it's about thinking about it holistically. And when you've got a system in place in business that allows you a little bit more breathing space, then that's great. But you also need to have the time just generally. And not to say that you can't write when you have a young family or you have other commitments, but it's just thinking to yourself, have I got enough time, or am I going to be stretching myself so far, so thin, and trying to help all the people in all the ways? A book is just going to end up feeling like something you resent writing, because it's taking you away from something where maybe you're needed, or more importantly, when you should be resting. So think about the time, be honest with yourself. It's not a case of spending hours a day writing. Again, if you know anything about me, you'll know that is not my approach at all. I don't advocate for anybody, myself included, to sit for hours at a time and write, because it's just not appealing and it doesn't need to be done. If you want to spend hours writing, great. The likelihood is you haven't got the time. I know I haven't got the time. So that's why I always talk about 30-minute writing sprints. So don't feel like I'm saying if you haven't got the time, you cannot write a book. All I mean is, can you find 30 minutes a day? Can you find 45 minutes a day? Anything that sounds reasonable. Now, I always write in 30-minute sprints, but I'm not saying you have to. Hopefully that will help you see that if you have a bit more time, because you've got your systems in place, maybe your kids are a bit older, or you've got a great support system at home that doesn't mind you nipping off for half an hour every day and locking yourself away to do some writing work. If you have all that stuff in place, great, go for it. But if you haven't and you're struggling for time, be honest with yourself and think, you know what, I'm going to reevaluate, I'm going to reassess, and in 6 months, maybe that's the time to write. The third one that I mentioned was the courage to write. This is very much linked to the book I'm writing at the moment, which its working title is The Confident Writer. And courage to write is a big one. Again, experience can help you feel more courageous. It can help you feel more confident in what you're doing and what you're saying. It's not an absolute certainty because imposter syndrome and all that stuff can rear its ugly head no matter how many years we've been doing something. But having courage is important because writing is about showing vulnerability. It's about exploring maybe parts of your life if you're telling your story that maybe you haven't thought about for a long time, and it can be overwhelming. Some people it can be upsetting. So it's really important to consider, are you somebody who has the courage to do that right now? Have you got the emotional capacity to write your book? And it's something it's hard to explain unless you've written a book. Writing a book will give you all sorts of emotions, and you need to be in a place to be able to manage that. And again, it comes down to what else you have going on in life and in business. But all I want you to be aware of is, do I have the capacity to feel all the feels, shall we say, that writing a book can bring? And you have to be ready for other people's opinions. You have to be ready for other people's feedback. You have to be ready for people you don't even know giving their take on what you've written. So you need to be in a positive headspace. And if you are someone who's been in business for a while now, you will have developed quite a thick skin. But it just is something to consider how you're feeling right now, because that's important, so important. So those are the three things. If you're thinking of writing a book, I'm excited for you because it's an amazing opportunity to do something incredible. But let's be honest, let's be realistic. Think to yourself, okay, it's September 2024. I want to publish a book in 2025. And if you are self-publishing, that is very, very possible. If you're traditionally publishing, probably less so, because it takes longer. But consider experience, consider time, and consider courage. And if you have all of those things ready and raring to go, then good luck to you. I'm excited. I'm here for you. I'm here for your journey. Hope you share it with me. If you're not, it's not to say you'll never write a book, because it just might not be the right time right now. Before I leave you, as I turned over my script, I forgot that I had to put a bonus one. Now I feel like a Wally. You'll have to just go with it, because it's the first season where I am trying to be a bit more loosey-goosey in my approach, and I'm trying to be a little bit more concise, and so concise, in fact, that I actually forgot to turn the script over. So my bonus one for you is, you have to have the desire to write. You have to want to write a book because you want to write it, not because somebody said you should, or somebody suggested it might be a good idea, but it's not actually something you really care about. And writing a book isn't for you. Maybe you want to do a podcast. Maybe you want to do speaking gigs. And let me just say, a book can help you with all of those things. If it's not something that's deep rooted inside of you, if it's something you think, yeah, do you know what? I've not thought of it, but it's exciting, then great, go for it. If it's something where you're thinking, so many people have said I should, so I guess I must, you know, I should really do this because everyone said I should. Do not do it. Do not do it. It is a hard process. It's a challenging process. So you need to be in it for your own intrinsic motivation. Do not be in it for anything else. Do not be in it for extrinsic motivation. Be there because doing it because it matters to you and you want to write it. I hope that helps. The question is, did I keep to time? And I'm proud to say, yes, I did. Let's just see whether I can keep up throughout the season. I can't hold my breath, but we'll go with a positive start, shall we? I hope it's given you food for thought today about your book writing journey and whether it's time to begin, particularly if you've been putting it off. Maybe that's given you some things to think about. If you know another writer who's enjoyed these episodes, do share the podcast with them. I would love to have as many listeners coming on board this season as possible. And if you'd like to connect, or you have questions or maybe even suggestions for future episodes, do feel free to email me, steph@stephcaswell.com. I'm on Instagram @stephcaswellauthor, and I'm on LinkedIn. Until next time, my love, happy writing.